You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. We thank God for another day, another opportunity, another time to come into your cars, into your homes, by the way of this radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and our other stations. Listen, I am so glad that you tune in this morning, because guess what? You're tuning in just in time for your miracle. It's nothing wrong. It's nothing missing, nothing like it. It's time for your miracle. You've been going through, you've been looking, you've been seeking, you've been searching. Guess what? Today is the day. You're next in line for your miracle. Hold your head up high. Come on, come up, come cross, come through, and watch God bring you out again. You're tuning to the radio broadcast this morning. Amen. We thank God for you from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. We thank God for all of you. We thank God for our church mother. God bless you. Amen. Lady Watkins, God bless you. Thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Hallelujah. And all the saints there that make up that great congregation, this great congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, to all our prophetess and evangelists, to all our elders, we just thank God for you. We thank God for you again this morning, tuning into the radio broadcast. Again, this is your host, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Amen. Something great, something good is getting ready to happen. Hold your head up high. Come on, expect. Come on, expect a miracle. Expect God to do something. I see miracles, as Apostle Elizabeth Haywood told us on last month. Amen. I see miracles. Amen. I see miracles, and I feel miracles all around me. Today is the day for your miracle. Hold your head up high. Amen. Praise God. Listen, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time. We thank you for another opportunity that you have allowed us to come together by the way of the radios, how you have allowed us to come together by the way of Cypress audience. Father, we thank you that your grace, your mercy, and your kindness that surround us, God, that watches over us, God, and be with us throughout the day, Father. We thank you right now for all you have done and for what you're getting ready to do. We thank you right now, Father. We call those things which not as though they were. Father, we believe your word. Because your word is your bond. Your bond is your word towards us. And Father, we thank you. Let the sick say, I'm healed. Let the oppressed say, I've been set free. And let somebody most of all accept you as their personal savior today. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. And we glorify you. And we honor you right now. In Jesus' precious name, amen, 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 and amen. Listen, again, we want to say thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into the radio broadcast. Amen. On Mondays and Fridays. Amen. I thank God for you. Listen, there are going to be some changes in the near future on our radio station. So you stay tuned and we'll be giving you more information about it. Praise God. Amen. We'll be on that station. But we'll give you some more information about that as time approaches close. So just giving you a warning, there'll be some changes on the radio station that we're listening to now. Amen. So we'll be on a different station, but as it get closer, I will let you know. Praise God. So you can tune in the same on the radio station. It would not be this one, but we will be on another one. Amen. So I'll give you some information when it get close to that time. But until then, let's remain right here on WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Tell somebody right now. Tell somebody right now. Amen. You can download it on your app and listen to it. Download the app and listen to it. Amen. Praise God. I'm so excited about what God is doing. I'm so excited about what God is getting ready to do. I'm so excited about what is happening for you, because it's about time for your miracle. Amen. Praise God. Listen, we want to send out our condolence, amen, to the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour right now. We want to send out our condolence, amen, hallelujah, to Evangelist Jan, amen, Evangelist Jan, her family, amen, her sisters, the rest of her brothers, the Marilyn family. We want to send out our condolence to them, amen, that God would see them through this difficult time in the passing of their brother Jimmy, amen. So we pray for you, Evangelist Jan, and your family. God bless you. Also, we want to pray for the Mike family, amen, hallelujah, in the passing of James Mack's wife. We want to send out our condolence to this family, amen, and pray that God would see them through, amen, this difficult time that they will be going through, and that God would put his arms around them and continue to take them through this, amen. It's been a long process, it's been a long time, but God has given a peace. God is going to give them peace, and God's going to continue to give them the peace that they need as they go through this difficult time. Amen. We want to send out our condolences to these bereaved families. Those of you might know that I don't know. We are sending out prayers, and we're praying for you. Amen. We're praying for you that God will see you through. And Miss D, hallelujah. Some of us know about the way of Facebook, Cooking with D, amen, from Alabama. We want to send out our condolences to you as well, amen, and pray that God will see you through, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for you, amen, hallelujah. Listen, get ready for something great. It's going to take place, amen, this week coming up, amen, Monday night, starting Monday night. Oh, praise God. It's going to be a revival. It's going to be a revival. What's going to happen? The saints are going to be revived. Sinners are going to be saved. Oh, things are going to, yokes going to be destroyed. A burden is going to be lifted. Oh, praise God. It's going to start Monday night, going all the way from the 11th through the 15th. Amen. At the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise God. You don't want to miss it again. It's going to be held at the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Come on, something great, something big is going to happen in the services. And you come expecting Prophetess Carissa Moses will be coming in from Alabama. She will be there. She will be here, right here. Hallelujah. Right here in this Brevard County. Oh, praise God. You don't want to miss it. Tell somebody, those of you that know her, those of you that follow her. Oh, praise our God, on social media. Those of you that been in some of her services, amen, when God is using her greatly and mighty, she will be with us for one whole week. You don't want to miss it. Starting Monday night. Monday night, the 11th, going all the way through the 15th. You do not want to miss it. We're going to look to see you. We're going to look to see you. Invite somebody. Bring somebody with you. Amen. Starting 7 o'clock nightly right there at the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Then we get a week to rest. Then we'll be back the following week. Oh, my goodness. In our church anniversary celebration. Oh, we got speakers. We got them coming in each night again. It's going to be something in the church anniversary. You don't want to miss it. God has allowed the Power of Faith to remain and to be. He's in there and he's moving, and we're celebrating what God has done down through the years since we've been, he allowed his grace and mercy to be upon us as we have been working for him. So we come to celebrate all those years, these years what God have allowed us to be working up under him at the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple. Oh, you don't want to miss it. You'll hear more about this. Like I said, we got speakers coming in from all over. Where speakers coming in from West Palm Beach, speaker coming in from Jacksonville, people coming in, speakers coming in from right in the local area in Brevard County. It's going to be something. You don't want to miss it. We're going to look to see you in some of these services. Praise our God. Listen, again, we want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in advance. We want to say happy Mother's Day to you, because we probably won't get a chance to see you on Sunday or talk to you on Sunday. We won't get a chance to see you in person, or we won't get a chance to talk to you. So those of you that are listening, amen, and you are mothers, we say happy Mother's Day to you. Not just that, because of Sunday, you're a mother every day, every minute, every second, every hour. You've been a mother. Some of you say, well, I don't have children, but you've been a mother to children that don't have mothers. Amen. Hallelujah. You've been a mother to them. You've been the mother of our church. We thank God for you, Mother Brown. Thank God for you. We want to say thank God for you. Thank God for my godmother, Minister Verda. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for you. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. And to just a few of them, we're going to get on out of here. Just a few of them. The mothers, the pioneers, the mother Hooks, God bless you. We want to say happy Mother's Day to you. Mother Dandruff, God bless you. Oh, it's just been Mother Verdell again. Thank God for you. Amen. Mother Hickman, thank God for you. Mother Irene Lord, just something. Mother Irene Dimps. Oh, hallelujah. These are pioneers, mothers. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Just to name a few of them right there. Amen. That has been a part of our lives and a part of everything. We'll say happy Mother's Day to you, you and you. We thank God. Happy Mother's Day to the mother of my children. Amen. Hallelujah. Our children, I say. Evangelist Bonita, happy Mother's Day to you. God bless you. Thank God for you. Oh, we just excited about what God is doing. Again, what I'm going to do, when we do open up the phone lines, what I'm going to give you a chance, those of you that will call in and wish and say happy Mother's Day to your mother. Now, we can't write a book. We can't write a long life book in just this few minutes. We'll say happy Mother's Day. We appreciate and love you. Amen. So that's when we open up the phone lines, along as you call in for prayer or whatever. Amen. Praise God. I want you to know today that God is with us, and he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. But we must hold fast to his word. We must hold fast to him. Amen. We must hold fast to what God is saying. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy is doing, God is still on the throne. God is still moving. Come on, God is still making a way out of no way. We must know, be still, and know that he's God. No matter what we're going through with, if I can just get the body of Christ to stop looking at so much what they're going through with and holding it and just trying to dissect it and just go through with it and know that God has already worked things out. Come on. You say, Apostle, it's easy for you to say it because you're not in my circumstance. You're not in my situation. But I come to tell you, God has already worked it out. So what you got to do is walk through it and trust God. Stop walking through it and worrying and fretting. Just walk through it and give God the praise. Give God the glory, because he has already worked it out on your behalf. So guess what you need to do is, like David said, I will do what bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what it looks like, continue to give God praise. Continue to give God glory. Even though it don't look good, it's good because God is in the midst of it. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he said, well, in everything, here we go again. Give thanks. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Kathy. Bless you. In everything, give thanks. Why? Because this is what? The will of God. That does what? That concerns you. So it's working together for your good. So learn to give God praise. Even though you don't think that you're coming out. Even though you feel overwhelmed. Learn to give God praise and thanks. He'll work it out. He have already worked it out. He have already brought you out. Listen, right quickly, amen, because we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to open up, amen, so you'll be able to give a good God bless you shout out to your mothers, amen, grandmothers, amen, hallelujah, auntie that's been acting as mothers. Come on, because today we want to give God praise and we want to give God thanks. Let's go to Romans the fourth chapter, and we want to read around about the 17th verse. The 17th verse. Listen what he said. For as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him who he believed, even God, who quickened those things. Listen, who quickened those things. Listen, it's going to happen for you quick. Who's quickened those things. I don't care what it looked like. He's quickened it. What he said? Who had quickened those things. Hallelujah. Who's quickened those things in the dead and called those things. Who's quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Listen, which be not as though they were. You got to begin to take God at his word again. He says what? As it is written, it has already been written that God have already, come on somebody, he have already worked this out on your behalf. It's already written. Can't nobody change it. Can't nobody, oh my God, can't nobody make a detour. Can't nobody undo what God has already done. Because he said, as it is written, God have made you to sit in heavenly places. God have made you to come through the circumstance. God have made you to come out, come over, come cross. Whatever that betides you, whatever's bringing Peggy, whatever's trying to come up against you. He said, God, he has already did what? Made you a winner. He has already did what? Made you. He's already what? Healed you. He's already set you free. Come on here. He said, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Come on here. Hallelujah. Many nations before him who believe in God, who quickened the dead, even though it seemed like ain't no life in it. He quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Come on. Which be not as though they were. We can't look at the circumstances because it looked dead. We can't look at the circumstances because we're walking through with fear. We got to say what he said as it is written. He have already gave us the reassurance. He have already gave us the hope, the joy, the peace in the midst of what we're in. So we must do what? Call those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. That's why we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith according to what he says right here. See, he already did this. God have already did this. Praise God. Abraham, he did this. Come on. God did it for Abraham. So this is why it's already been written. He has made him a father of many nations. So guess what? You are an overcomer because God has made you to be an overcomer. God has made you to sit in heavenly places. God has made you to come through that circumstance, that situation you're in. We got to trust God. Come on. We can't look at it. Come on. In our own natural eyesight. We can't walk in it in our own feelings. We must do what? Walk through this through the word of God. Come on. And you can't be around folks that's talking negative. When I say talking negative, talking unbelief. Come on. Do I have any witness out there today? Come on. That's talking unbelief. Fear, doubt, and unbelief do not mix with faith. Come on. Fear, doubt, and unbelief keeps you paralyzed. Fear, doubt, and unbelief keeps you into a depressed state. But when you start walking by faith, F-A-I-T-H, when you start walking by the faith, come on, you don't see it. You don't, hallelujah, in the eyesight of flesh, but in the spirit you see it. The Bible say Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. What's wrong now? What's wrong, apostle? We, as the body of Christ, we're staggering it. Why? Because we're walking in unbelief. We're walking in doubt. We're walking in shoulda, coulda, woulda, I don't know. But you got to walk in the word of God. You got to walk in faith. It's now. Faith is now. Faith is now. Not tomorrow. Faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Come on. I don't care how it looks through the natural eye. You can't go by how it looks through the natural eye. You got to hold fast to what the word of the Lord says and what he has already said. As it is written. It's already written. What is already written? My healing is already written. What is already written? My deliverance is already written. Come on, y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me out here. Hallelujah. It's already written. Come on. It's already written that all we got to do is what? Walk by faith. All we got to do what? Is call those things which be not as though they were. It's already in existence. I'm already healed. I'm already delivered. I'm already set free. Come on, in my mind. Come on, in my body. Come on. Come on, somebody. Oh, I feel it. Let's ride. We can ride and talk about faith. Come on. Hallelujah. See, because one thing about faith, faith don't need a raincoat. One thing about faith, come on. Faith don't need no cheerleaders. Come on. Hallelujah. It's faith is what it is. Come on. It's now faith. Now faith. Right now. Come on. Not tomorrow. Not next week. It's right now. Right now, faith. How many got right now, faith? Oh, you saying, oh, all this faith stuff, all this faith stuff. We better walk by faith. Come on, because everything else is falling down. Everything is going down but the word of God. You got to be founded, rooted, grounded in the word. Come on, and we got to walk by faith, not by sight. The voice of victorious, the voice of faith brings you to a place. Come on, faith does what? Establish you. Come on, when you walk by faith. Come on, when you begin to see what God is saying through the eyes of faith. Come on, hallelujah, glory to God. Again, faith-filled words do what? Dominate. Faith-filled words do what? Dominate. It takes over. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, he said, as it is written, it's already written. It's already written. Evangelist, it's already written. Sister Captain, it's already written. Come on here. What is already written? My healing, my peace, my joy. Come on. It's already written. Come on. And the enemy can't take it away from me. Because why? It's already written. Because I'm walking this out through faith. Come on. Because he said, let not your heart be troubled. It's already written. Come on. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Come on. For in my what? Father's house or what? Many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. He said, now I go away to prepare a place for you. Come on. Come on. And we taking it by faith. And that where I am, ye may be also. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to walk this word out. We got to walk this word out. We got to take him at his word because it's already written. Come on here. Hallelujah. There's nothing. There's nothing that could come up on you. There's nothing. Come on. Hallelujah. That could take you out. Come on. When you walk by faith. Come on here. The Bible again say Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I like what it says in here. Hallelujah. Who quickened the dead. Who quickened the dead? He quickened the dead. Come on here. Glory to God. He quickened it. If something's dead in your life, use the word of God. And he quickened it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. He quickened the dead. Hallelujah. And called those things. Not one thing, Sister Kathy. Not one thing. Called those things. Mother of many things. Called those things. Hallelujah. Which be not. As though they were. Hallelujah. When it don't look like it's happening, it's happening. Come on. When it don't look like it's going to come to pass, it's already come to pass. Why? Because God got his word on it. God got his hand on it. Come on here. God got his hand on it. Come on. God's got his word. He bear my soul. One translation say he hastens to his word to perform it. If you put his word out there in faith, you put his word out there and believe, God is going to do it. He's going to do it. He is going to do it. Yes, he's good. We got your agreement. God is going to do it. He's going to do it. All you got to do is keep believing God. All you got to do is keep doing the word, confessing and taking him at his word. Come on, Lord, we thank you this morning because you're in time for a miracle. You're in time for your miracle this morning. You tune into the radio broadcast just in time because guess what? The enemy has no authority over the believers that trust God. Come on, guess what? Because his ears what is open to the righteous cry. His ears is open to the righteous cry. We must walk this word. We must take this word. Come on here. Off these pages. Come on. And begin to put them in our spirit. And begin to walk by. Because the enemy, I'm not glorifying the enemy. The enemy wants to consume us and make like the word of God. Try to undo what God has said about you. He can't. He don't have no authority. When you're walking by faith, when you're walking by this word, who calleth those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Oh, this blessing me. You got to walk and take God at his word. I don't care what you're going through with. I don't care what you're facing. Come on. God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he do what? He changed not. Come on. He changed not. He sent his word and he healed them. Come on. He sent his word and he saved us. Come on. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to do what? Keep us from falling. Come on. If we're going to walk this word, we're going to talk this word, we're going to live this word, and we're going to have to do the word. Come on. And we're going to have to become what the word say. We got to become what the word say. Stop becoming what things that's thrown at us. We can't become that. We got to become what the word say about us. As it is written, he have made us. He have made you. Come on. He has made you to walk in his image and his likeness. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Oh, he's still working on me. No, he made us already. We just got to comply to what has already been done. Come on. And walk in this word. Come on. Bring this flesh under subjection and walk in this word and take him at his word and walk by faith, not by sight. Not by how I feel, not by how, not by how my family, this is my family, this is what our family do. No, we can't walk by what our family do, because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. Come on, some of our family members don't believe like we believe. Some of our family members ain't talking like we talking. Come on, they don't understand this. They don't understand it's as it is written. They don't understand this kind of talk. So we want them to become to talk like us. We want them to become to walk like us. We want them to become to hold a faith like we do. Come on, and walk by faith and not by sight. But they don't understand it until they come into the knowledge of Christ. Ooh, Jesus, help us in here today. When we start taking God at his word, as it is written, it's already written. Can't nobody alter that. Can't nobody change it. It's already written. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when I come. I'm blessed when I go. I'm blessed. Come on. Hallelujah. You're blessed. You heal. He sent his word and he healed them. We've got to take this by faith. We got to walk it out by faith. Come on. Because why? It's already written. He made us. He made us. Hallelujah. And when something is made, it don't need no more working on. It's done. It's completed. Your healing is completed. Your salvation is completed. Your deliverance is completed. I ain't going to get no help out here. It's already completed. All you got to do is walk in it by faith and take him at his word. Yes, we're going to go through some trials. Yes, we're going to go through some tests. Yes, but guess what? We're going through it. But guess what? We're already overcomers. We already have the victory. Come on. We got to walk this out through faith. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to allow your faith to come alive. Not the situation to come alive. He quickened those things. He quickened the dead. It seems dead. He quickened it. How did he quicken it, Apostle? He quickened it with his word. Jesus, help us in here. He quickened it with his word. We've got to go back using the word of God. We're using too much doubt. We're using too much fear. We're using too much unbelief. Come on. How can two walk together except they agree? We got to come in agreement with what the word says. Stop trying to get the word to come in agreement to what we're saying and what we believe and what we're doing. We got to come into agreement with it's already written. Uh-oh. It ain't nothing going to change that. It's already written. He have caused us to sit in heavenly places. It's already written. He died. He bled. He gave his life that we can have a right to the tree of life. It's already written. Come on. So don't try to alter it because you're going through circumstances in a situation and you don't believe that you can come out of it. Come on. We have to, come on. We got to come up to the word of God. The word of God. The word of God ain't coming up to us. It already came. It already did what it did. We got to come up to the word of God. Come on. We got to come up in this word. And we got to take God at his word. We got to stop walking by fear. We got to stop walking by doubt. We got to stop walking by the family trait. Oh, this is our family. Everything's going on in our family. Oh, this is what they say. This is known to happen in our family. Hold up. No, that ain't known to happen in our family. Come on. Because we're